I wasn't massively disappointed about the result. I was more worried about the injuries. We had another two players out because we are not blessed this season on that side, and that makes this run even more impressive. When you see we had key players with long spells out of the season, and now we had another two after the Bolton game. That was then the challenge, to see how the team will react. Players had to step up to the plate who had not played very often, like Gotswell, for example. And I have to say, fantastic team effort, fantastic also effort for the guys who came in and started the game. And so I'm very, very pleased.
For the lads at Poolfoot Farm who are not part of the first team 18, to really want to be part of it, isn't it, and show you that they can play when they're called on.
Yeah, definitely, and that is all about football. Is all about the squad. I said that many times, and people maybe get bored for me always repeating that. I think everybody in the team has a role to play. Everybody in the team should also see there is an opening. When I'm doing really well in training and in development games, there is an opening for me, and I think it's very important that I'm not only talking about competition and rewarding performances, training's performances, also doing it. And I try to do it, to be brave, and the players repaying me with their performances and results.
You mentioned the injuries there, Uwe. I know you never like to put a time scale on injuries. You called the Jimmy Ryan one a long-term one. You've been without Nathan Pond for some time now, and Wes Burns. Would you put them in the long-term category now, or are they getting closer?
They are not in the category of Jimmy Ryan.
That's a relief, it must be, that you're hopeful you'll see them in the coming weeks then.
The relief is when they are back in match form, fitness and playing wise. At the moment I can't speak about relief because it's still a worry.
And Bobby Grant, being one of those players that of course has played in midfield for the majority of the season, he can play up front as well, can't he? I think he showed you that in midweek.
I think that was very good. Actually, Rob Kelly came on the idea. Rob remembered him, played against one of the teams. Rob had worked with as a striker, and I said, yeah, I can work. I found a space also for bring fresh legs in the midfield with Marco Schwabel and Brannigan, and I think it was a fantastic idea, and worked really well. And now we have another option for the next weeks to go.
Yeah, 9 games to play, 4 at home, 5 away. Is it an exciting time of the season for the coach as well as the fans or not?
Yeah, because especially you always like to play for something in the end. I mean, and then you know, especially when you play for something like we do, then you had a great season or a very good season. So I really like to play for something. We have that scenario now. We have positive pressure. We enjoying where we are. We enjoying as little Fleetwood to challenging the big teams, and like I said after the game, we intending not to go away right till the death.
And you play at home this weekend against a team that you've already shown your character against this season, haven't you? That you didn't give up right to the end at Wimbledon.
Yeah, I think we was excellent at the time, footballing wise. We had massively chances. We got hard done by the referee at the time, and especially their first goal was a clear foul in the box on one of our players. But we'll meet two teams on Saturdays. Two teams have a very good mentality. We saw them now against MK Dons last Tuesday. The way they rattled, the way they played, the way they won the game was very impressive. So I'm looking forward to it. There will be two strong teams playing against each other with two managers in a many way. There are similarities, and I just look forward to it. Will be a tough game for us, but manageable in terms of getting 3 points.
And in terms of the league table, do you spend any sort of time looking at it, Uwe, or are you just happy to know how many points you've got and how many games to play, and where you finish is where you finish?
No, I think it comes to a point now. We have 67 points. What I'm looking now is, how quick can we get 74 points?
74 being the target to finish in a playoff spot, would that be?
That is your calculation. We always mastered ourselves to set ourselves targets who are achievable. And our next target was, after we reached the 63 points, we want to get as quick as possible 74 points. And when we achieve that, we'll set ourselves a new target.
Do you think right the way down to Millwall is still really up for grabs an automatic promotion spot?
To be fair, Andy, I'm not really interested about another clubs. I'm just looking and focusing on how quick can we get 74 points, and then everything else will take care.